turkey dressing, macaroni and cheese, green bean casserole, and whatever else you like or dislike. And for those of you that don't know, Mike's got laryngitis, can't talk. So at 9 o'clock yesterday, I get a phone call, "Will you?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm going, "Oh, Lord." But as we pass through this Thanksgiving season, I got to thinking about it. And I don't know if your phone is like my phone. For the last 2 weeks, Black Friday has been going on nonstop. And I'm going, so what's the point in having Black Friday if it's Black Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It made no sense to me. And then I realized that just like Christmas, yes, sir. Where's the light? There we go. Are you happy now, Chuck? Oh, okay. You know, just like Christmas now, Thanksgiving has become so commercialized that I think sometimes we forget what Thanksgiving's all about. And I'm going to tell you, it ain't just about family getting together and eating till we, you know, we're so gorged we can't hardly breathe. All we want to do is take a nap. And as I was getting ready to, or preparing to do this, I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know, we've become so desensitized to the true meaning of even Thanksgiving, Christmas, and even to some extent Easter. The only place outside, or the only place inside a building is inside the four walls of this church, or any church, that you even hear anything about Thanksgiving, anything about Christmas, or anything about Easter. All we hear is money, 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 money. Can I tell you something? There's something out there that's a lot cheaper than a greenback, and that's Jesus. And the reason he's a lot cheaper, and when I use the word cheaper, I'm looking at it as a monetary thing. He's cheaper because the gift he gives you is free. Don't cost you a dime. It cost him everything. Yes, it wasn't cheap for him, but it's cheap for you. It's cheap for me because all he asks, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that he is Savior. You know, this time of year is not real good for me, if you really want to know the truth. There's been a lot of loss this time of year. Excuse me. And sometimes I get in my own head thinking about, you know, the people that, you know, have left voids in my life because they passed on. And, you know, part of the preparing for this, I got to thinking about, well, how can I convey all this stuff? And I started going, and by the time I got through getting to the point to where I was going to really deliver the message, y'all would have thought y'all was at a therapy session and y'all were psychoanalyzing me. I mean, you know, it's just, it's crazy how this time of year can affect you. You know, I think about Dennis's dad died the 17th of December. His Aunt Martha died the 19th of December. Trisha died the 8th of December. In 1 week, I had two friends that died 3 days before Christmas. I had a sister and a brother-in-law that died the week after Christmas. So there's a lot of pain, a lot of emptiness during the holidays. There are voids that can't be filled. And for those that don't know, on the 11th of this month, my mother passed away. So there's another void during the holidays that's there. So you have all these voids. You have all these this emptiness that kind of just wells up in you, if emptiness can well up. I mean, it kind of just, it's like it's a black hole within your soul. But in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and let me put my eyes on so I can make sure I read it right. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It doesn't say on everything, at everything, around everything. It says in everything. And as I was thinking about all these voids in my life, I started thinking about the small things to be thankful for. You know, and I'm going to go back to my mother. Excuse me. On the 13th of October, she went into the hospital. And at the time, whenever she went, I thought she had a 24-hour bug. I said, this is going to pass. She's going to be back at the house. We're going to be good to go. Come to find out, she had a blockage in her colon. And the 14th, which was her birthday of all days, she had to have emergency surgery to take the blockage out. Come to find out, she had stage 3 colon cancer. So anyway, mother was one of those, she was up one day, down the next day, up one day, and we figured out as long as the doctors and all the nurses and stuff at the hospital was giving her some attention, mother was happy as a lark. But the minute she got moved to a regular floor at ICU, mother went, started downhill. Well, they ended up having to put her back in ICU, and for 4 days, she was happy as a lark again. We thought she was getting better. Well, then they sent her out for therapy. I think it was the Monday week before the Tuesday she passed, she had a heart attack in rehab. Well, that was kind of the end of the line for mother. We got her back to the hospital. She had moments of good days, bad days, and this, that, and the other, but the one thing mother never did was mother never lost faith in who Jesus was. And she kept, you know, anytime she would have a bad day, she'd look at us and she said, I just wish Jesus would come get me. So I knew where she was at as far as her salvation and how grounded she was in it. And so whenever I started preparing this, I started looking at the little things. You know, sometimes whenever we look at the blessings that God gives us, we always look at the big things. You know, he helped us get out of debt. He helped me buy a new car. He gave me a promotion at work. Yada, 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 yada. But sometimes it's the small things that we have to take an inventory of our life and look at. You know, I'm thankful, and this is going to be a 68-year thing that I'm fixing to do. I'm thankful for the things that my mother taught me. If you know me for longer than an hour, you know I love to cook. That's where I got it. My mother had a great sense of humor. The Sunday before she passed, actually, there was about 8 or 10 of us in the hospital room. My mother's favorite TV channel is QVC. I kid you not, when mother bought anything from QVC, it wasn't one, it was 5. And the reason it was 5, it was for all the kids. She didn't want it, but the kids might. Well, that Sunday, when Lynn and I got to the hospital, Chris and Anita, and that's my brother, Seth and Audrey, their kids, and Brian Haynes and Christy, my daughter and her husband, and their 2 kids was there. QVC is on the TV. David Muffins, is that what it was? David's Cookies came up. Guess what? David's cookies showed up at Mother's house 3 days after she passed away. I'm telling you, she loved QVC. But that's how Mother was. That's how Mother was. She wanted to share what she wanted with everybody. Lynn is standing next to her bed. And my mother's mind was great. My mother could do a desktop, laptop, iPad, and a cell phone better than some kids could. Now, I ain't going to tell you that we didn't have to go fix some stuff sometimes. But she could. Lynn is standing next to her bed, and Mother is giving her every recipe she ever cooked for Thanksgiving. Didn't matter what it was, she hit every ingredient, every amount. Didn't matter. Mother had a good mind. But that was by the grace of God. I'm thankful for that. I hope my mind is as good as hers is, I think. Sometimes I think she remembered too much, you know. But in the end, you know, whenever I looked at Mother's life and I looked at the last 29 days that she was in the hospital, it was all the little things. It was a good mind. It was a love she had for her kids. The love she had for her grandkids, her great grandkids. She had 17 of them and could tell you their names left and right. It says, in everything, give thanks. And that includes the bad, the good, the ugly. Clint Eastwood movie, in case you didn't know. Sometimes it's hard. You know, I think about, you know, it's real easy to be thankful whenever you got plenty of money, lots of food, a lot of friends, but when you're going through what we went through for 29 days, I promise you, and I'm guilty. I'm confessing I'm guilty. Not one day in 29 days did I say, thank you, Lord, for the trouble that I'm going through. Not one day did I say, praise Jesus, Mother's sick. But it says, in everything, be thankful. You know, I think about a lot of my life and the things that I've done, or things that God has blessed me with that I took for granted on a daily basis. Not one time did I say thank you, but I had to look back to see it to realize, you know, he was in it. And that doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I promise you that if you look back, there are places in your life that you never realized God had a hand in it. I promise you, the worst circumstance you ever thought you had been in, when you came out the other side, it was because God had a hand in it. God don't leave his children. It's like Dennis said. He is always there. One of the things that we need to realize whenever we're being thankful is when we're thankful in joy, it's a celebration. But when you're thankful in hardship, that is worship. That's worship. Because God has brought you to a point of dependency upon Him. And that's where He wants us to be, is dependent. I mean, even in our joy, He wants us to be dependent on Him. Because He is where our joy comes from. In everything, give thanks. Put my eyes back on. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I think about Mother's life. Like I said, she had a sense of humor. She could cook. I was a guinea pig. That's how I learned to cook. The worst thing she ever fixed for me was some kind of green potato salad or guacamole. It may have been a guacamole salad before guacamole was popular. I don't know. This was... But Mother always made sure that regardless of what was going on, we were Christ-centered, we were thankful, we were loved. Sometimes there's not a lot of households that'll do that anymore. And I want to challenge you with something. Thanksgiving, like it says, it's a time of gratitude and, you know, being grateful for the blessings of life. My challenge for you for the next few days or even up to Christmas, if you want to drag it out that long, go ahead. I want you to just take a little inventory. And it's not of the big things that God has done in your life. It's the little things that He's done in your life. You know, it's not about the, you know, the job or anything like that. There's some little things that He has done in your life that you need to become real aware of, because those little things, as they add up over your life, become a big thing. Those big things are what draws you closer to Him. It's not so much the big things. It's the little things that draw you closer to Him. It's the things that might seem a little bit impossible sometimes. But just that drawing to Him. You know, I don't care where you're at in your lot in life. He loves you. He's wanting to bless you. He's wanting to take care of you. And the easiest way to do that is through a relationship with Him. I'm kind of big on relationships with Jesus. My home group kind of figured that out back in May. The relationship that you have with Jesus will dictate your life more than anything else. Be thankful for that cross. Be thankful for that empty tomb. Be thankful as we come into this Christmas season for the birth, even, of our Lord and Savior. While I understand the commercialization of Christmas, there's a spiritual side of it that I promise you is going to give you more joy than any box with a ribbon on it could. They're temporary. Be thankful. Be joyful. Jesus loves you. And I don't know what your relationship with Jesus is right now. I know what I hope it is. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I hope you make today that day. I hope while you're sitting here, you've kind of taken a little bit of an inventory about what he's done in your life. Even if it ain't been in the last week, he did something, I promise you. But like I said, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior in your life, today is a great day to start. I'm going to pray. Let Jacob and them come back. And like I said, there's no day like the present to know who Jesus is. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we have been together, Lord. And Lord, I pray I didn't butcher it up too bad. But Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity. Lord, I thank you for those that are here today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that if there's one here that doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life, that today will be that day, that there will be a celebration in heaven like none other. Lord, I do thank you, and I am grateful and thankful for all that you've done in my life. And I know that everyone else is here too. Again, thank you, Jesus. And it's in his name I pray. Amen.